all he wanted to talk about was what we did when we were young.
Oh.
And his mother had never told him as much as I did.
Uh-huh.
He was interested, very interested in it.
Well, he came to the right person.
Because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you're really good at that. Well, he loved it then, I meant.
Oh, he enjoyed staying here.
Oh, I bet he did.
And he's a very sweet boy.
That's pretty. What would you call the metal things that would run around the barrel to hold the stays in place?
Hoops.
And what would they put in the top of the bottle? To
cork.
And a little instrument that they'd hold like this and children could play it?
A harp. French harp.
French harp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what about something?
Jew's harp.
Oh, okay. That's the thing that you
hit the little bar.
Uh-huh. You hold mm-hmm. it in your teeth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now, on a wagon, the part that goes up between, I don't know if you'll know this, but the part that goes up between the two horses, remember what they call that?
You
probably won't remember that.
I remember it, but I don't really. Of course, we had wagons. It's, I've forgotten. Offhand.
Let's see. Well, I'll suggest something, see if you would. If they call it the tongue, have you heard?
Yeah, it was a tongue, and then the single tree was
okay. The single tree. That uh-huh. I was going to ask you about that too.
The single tree was the part. I don't really know. The was it the back of the wagon?
I think that as I understand the single tree, the traces were fastened
to the single
to
tree.
The single.
Yeah, that's right.
And. Now, did you know of anything called a double tree?
Yeah, that's for double horses.
Oh, that would be the
Uh-huh, the double horses and single trees for one horse.
Mm-hmm.
And,
On a buggy, before you hitch up the horse, you've got to, what would they call the thing that they would have to back the horse up in between in a buggy?
The traces? I don't know. I don't know too much about the horses. We had a Model T, see.
Uh-huh. See, this is good, see, because mm-hmm. this is generation showing
we,
up right here.
We had,
you don't know.
And I don't know. We had the horse that
mm-hmm.
they used at the store,
mm-hmm.
and we had a horse to ride
mm-hmm.
for the sport of riding a horse,
mm-hmm.
but not for working, and I never saddled a horse in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That was man's job.
Okay, and now, do you know what they call on a wagon wheel the steel part on the outside?
Rim.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear of anything? Well, it would be the part that I guess the rim fit around it.
The hub.
Did you ever hear of anything called a felly or a feller or something like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Now, if there was a log or something, or a tree had fallen across the road, now, to get it out, they might have had to tie a rope on it and then they...
Snaked that.
Is that what they said? They snaked
mm-hmm.
it out?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that be basically just dragging?
Dragging, uh-huh.
It would be the same as...
Now, I've known that through sawmilling.
Oh, you've learned that through sawmilling.
See, we sawmill, so...
If you said I snaked it out, it would be
mm-hmm.
the same as saying I...
Drug it out.
Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you learned that through sawmilling.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. We had the sawmill from 39 to... Well,